Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will visit Cuba next month. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes spoke with reporters about Mr. Obama's decision to go to Cuba.
The president's judgment was that, number one, going to Cuba was an important step forward in signaling this new beginning between our two countries and peoples, and also importantly that going to Cuba could help enlarge this space that benefits the Cuban people and increases ties between our countries.
The trip had long been expected as part of Mr. Obama's efforts to make as much progress as possible in improving ties with Cuba before he leaves office in January of next year. Cuban officials welcomed the upcoming visit and expressed a willingness to discuss any issue. In the midst of the U.S. presidential campaign, a sharp exchange on immigration between Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and Pope Francis is now dominating the conversation. On a flight back to Rome after leaving and visiting Mexico, a reporter asked the Pope about Trump's plans to build a massive wall on the U.S. border with Mexico, and the Pope responded by saying, "A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not a Christian." Trump responded swiftly, saying the Pope questioning his faith is disgraceful. But at a Thursday town hall meeting, Trump appeared to soften his stance. He said that he had a lot of respect for the Pope. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kisi Besigye at a house where they thought there was some vote rigging going on. Vote counting is now underway in Uganda. This is VOA News. U.S. and Russia will launch an effort today that could bring long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. Two countries under the auspices of the United Nations will co-chair an initial meeting on a ceasefire task force in Geneva. That task force will explore prospects for a long-range cessation in Syria, where a five-year civil war has resulted in the deaths of more than 400,000 and the displacement of millions more. Meantime, a senior humanitarian official says the World Food Program is organizing emergency airdrops of desperately needed food to thousands of Syrians who are trapped in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor under siege from the Islamic State militants. Lisa Schlein has details.
The Task Force on Humanitarian Access on Syria met to take stock of the progress made in delivering aid to inaccessible regions of Syria since last week. Special Advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, reports 114 big trucks succeeded in the past 24 hours in delivering life-saving humanitarian supplies to 80,000 people in five of Syria's 18 besieged areas. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey has blamed the car bombing that killed 28 people in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups, but the United States says it has yet to determine who launched the attack. The bomb, a car bomb, was detonated just a few hundred meters from Turkey's parliament and military headquarters. No one has claimed responsibility. The most senior European Union leaders have expressed confidence and interest in Britain remaining a member of the grouping. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke about ahead of a two-day summit in Brussels, saying he is confident and convinced Britain will be a constructive and active member of the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain says he's determined to do what is right for his country at the Brussels summit.
I'll be battling for Britain. If we can get a good deal, I'll take that deal, but I will not take a deal that doesn't meet what we need. I think it's much more important to get this right than to do anything in a rush.
Cameron wants concessions from other EU leaders on key demands that he can present to British voters in a referendum on whether the country will remain in the European Union. White House says that President Obama has started the process to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Scalia died in his sleep last Saturday. He was 79 years old and the longest-serving justice on the U.S. High Court. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.